Welcome to Expert Extra, a new feature of the Inside 254 podcast, where we sit down with an expert in a field to help us and you make sense of current events. We hope you enjoy it.
Jennifer O'Mara is running for the Pennsylvania House of Representatives 165th Legislative District. Jennifer is dedicated to the idea of government working for the people. Jennifer was raised in Delaware County and comes from a working class background. She is certified to teach social studies in Pennsylvania and currently works at the University of Pennsylvania in Development. In her spare time, she serves on the board of directors for Pennsylvania Association of Student Councils, a statewide leadership development program for high school students. Jennifer is a passionate advocate for education, our veterans, and promoting the safety and welfare of her community. Bradford Bidding, Jennifer's husband, is a two-time Purple Heart recipient and an Army veteran. He served two tours of duty in Afghanistan as a forward observer in the 101st Airborne Division. Brad is currently serving as the committee chairman for Jennifer's campaign committee. So Jen and Brad, I'm so glad you're both here with us today, and I'm hoping you could start by sharing the story of how Jennifer came to run for representative of PA's 165th Legislative District.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you first. Thank you for having us. And then we'll just jump right into it. So after the last election, Brad and I both decided that we needed to get more involved. Voting just simply wasn't enough. So we contacted our local party and we started volunteering. I started volunteering right away on a campaign. And we both felt better. We felt like we were doing something. And so people started talking to me about being a candidate, that I would be a good candidate. And I was going back and forth, thinking about it, not quite convinced just yet.
During this time, Jen had been considering it. I was at home pushing her to do it. Jen helped me with all of my VA disability. When we first met, I wasn't using anything to her help. I now have 100% disability. Between me encouraging her and other people, we eventually decided to take the run.
I finally actually made the decision thanks to Joe Biden. I had this unique opportunity to listen to him being interviewed by the president of the University of Pennsylvania, which is where I work. They asked Joe Biden to tell us the story of when he first ran for office for the first time. And he was telling us how he was 27 years old, living in Delaware, and decided to run for National Senate because of the Vietnam War and civil rights and gender rights. And I was standing there listening to him, realizing that the age was the same and all the issues were the same. The war may have been in a different place, but it was still happening 40 years later, and we are still in the same place. So at that moment, I decided that I was going to do it. And I walked out of the room to call Brad, and he was so excited because at the same time, he was at a petition signing breakfast helping local candidates with their petitions. And he said, "I just told everyone you're interested in running, and you have a meeting next week." So it all kind of happened right at the same time. It was really good timing.
So, Jen, what do you think you have in you that, and I'm going to ask Brad the same question, what he sees, but why do you think people around you were all encouraging you?
I think that throughout most of my life, people have watched me be an underdog and overcome things. When I was 13, my dad died by gun suicide, and I was the oldest of three, and my mom was a single stay-at-home mom who now had to go back to work, and so I grew up really quickly. And I've always been told, you know, you're an old soul and you're mature beyond your years. And when I told people I was running for office, I kind of expected them to laugh. And the opposite, they were like, of course, this makes perfect sense. You're the person that gets things done. You're the person we all come to when we need help. This is the perfect job for you. And really excited to get that response. And when I got that response from my friends and family, I really decided to go for it.
Can I ask Brad the same question, what he saw?
Absolutely. Like Jen said, since I met her, has always been the person that her family and friends come to when they have an issue. I can't tell you how many people's taxes she does every year.
And she's not an accountant.
No, she is not. No. And like I said, she helped me with all of my disability paperwork, and that's a daunting enough process, and I just never wanted to do it. She took it on herself, and it was a two-year process, a lot of work. But beyond that, Jen is just one of the most caring, empathetic, hardworking people I've ever met. I mean, obviously, I'm a fan, I married her. But beyond that, I mean, she really is amazing. She absolutely gets things done. I've never met anybody more organized and hardworking.
Awesome. Thank you. So, Jen, when you win, what are you going to bring to the office?
Well, I think that the biggest thing that I'm going to do is work really hard for the people that live in the 165th district. I, as you know, have a background in education, and I'm not teaching right now, but my favorite part of teaching was staying after school and making sure my door was open so students could come talk and building that connection. And my vision for what a state representative should be doing is being a constant connection for people to their government. I want to be someone that when someone needs help, they think, let me call my state rep because she'll either be able to help me or she'll point me in the right direction and know who can help me. So I want to make sure that I really make sure people know that I'm available, but that also my job is to serve them. My main priority in running for office is to restore public service to politics, because it seems like our politicians have forgotten what they were originally supposed to be doing in the first place.
So what do you see that role to be then for a politician? Door open, public service. Are there certain issues that you find yourself being drawn toward or that you particularly are going to advocate for, or populations that you're going to advocate for?
Yeah, well, right off the top of my head, I think about one of the experiences that I went through when I was younger. Someone that was very close to me developed an addiction to opioids. At the time, I didn't know what to do. And eventually, I was able to get that person help. And that's not, you know, what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is if someone is going through, in my area, opioid addiction is a really horrible public health crisis. I think that one of my main priorities is I should be someone that is of service for anyone who needs help, whether it's they need help for a family member, they need help for themselves, they just need to find support. I believe that my office should be somewhere where you can come and find out all the services that are available, or you could just call. It's my priority to make sure I'm employing staff members who know what's happening. My other priority is education. I think that I know, as someone who worked in the system, that teachers need all the support that they can get, and our students need all the support that they can get, and it's our teacher's job to help them. I was really lucky in my life. I had a public school teacher recognize that I needed help, and he really invested in me. Every student deserves that investment. My job and our government's job to make sure that our teachers and our schools are prepared to do exactly what they need to do.
Like what you're hearing? Become a patron of our podcast and help us be sustainable. Click that little green Become a Patron button on our Podbean page and it'll get you started. But here's the cool news. There are 3 different patron levels that you can participate in to show your love and support of our hard work for you. A monthly commitment of just $1, which is less than the cost of a cup of coffee, gets you a large, cool, square sticker for your computer with our freshly designed logo, and you can share the love. For $5 a month, you get 2 stickers, a shout out on Facebook and on the podcast, plus our newest patron level of $8 a month. You'll get all the love and swag of the $1 and $5 levels, but also early access to every episode and expert extra. So join our patron team at this $8 a month level and be in the know before everyone else. All of your donations are greeted with our deepest gratitude. Thanks for keeping us sustainable.
And you bring up the word job, and I know that your household is subverting gender norms when it comes to working, and I wondered if you and Brad could talk a little bit about that, and because I think just hearing stories about how family structures are different really helps people remember that it's not always the man is the breadwinner and all that garbage. So what does your household look like?
For us, Brad actually doesn't work. He is a disabled veteran, and he stays at home, and I work full-time at Penn, and he volunteers with our local party. He also volunteers on my campaign, but he's the one at home that is keeping our house running and cleaning, and he goes food shopping, and he keeps our calendar. And what's really great is when I'm out, people are so surprised that Brad is there with me, or that when they find out what he's doing. Just yesterday, when I was introduced to speak at an event, they introduced Brad first because they just love that he is there and he's so supportive. And I'm lucky though, because Brad seems like he's loving this, like he can't wait for us to grow our family and be able to stay home and take care of us, which I know from experience my dad was the opposite. My dad was, he worked and my mom stayed at home, and then he was gone and she had no nothing to hold on to. So for my mom to break that mold and now for me to show that it's possible for a woman to be leading the house in some ways, it is kind of cool. But I would like to hear if Brad has.
Yeah, I would too.
So one of the quickest things I learned when I first started dating Jim was that he was a lot smarter than me. So once I realized that, and, you know, she's really good, and I wanted her to run, and having a full-time job and running for office is like having two full-time jobs. So you can't come home and worry about the dishes and cleaning the house or getting your clothes to the laundromat. Like, you just don't have time for that. If I wanted her to run and I'm pushing her, I need to be supportive of that.
I call that in my household the infrastructure. You keep the infrastructure smooth so that she can run for office. I love that. So
and I'm also doing this because I, you know, it's my dream to stay home and, you know, stay home with kids. So I love kids.
Oh, that's great.
Hopefully I do a good job and she'll let me stay home with the kids.
Well, I wanted to ask you while I have you on here how being a veteran affects the way that you read the current political climate. I think you probably bring a unique perspective that maybe we don't hear that often. So how does your experience affect the way you read the world around you right now?
I would say it's most disappointing because I know what America's impact on the world stage can be. I spent 2 years in Afghanistan. And I see what America means to other people and the impact we have.
What does it mean?
Being a leader.
Tell me. So tell us. Because I don't know.
America is...
So what does America mean to the rest of the world in those places you've been?
In other places in the world, it still is the example. It's the shining city on the hill. It's what everybody wants to be. It's where everybody needs to go. And when we shrink from that role, it hurts us in that world stage. We're no longer a leader. And when you're not a leader... other people make the rules. And then the flip side of it is, you know, Afghanistan, for an example, you'll hear the excuse of, well, we can't leave Afghanistan because of lost however many soldiers and we spent all this money. That's not the truth. What I want more than anything is to not see other young men go over there and waste their youth there.
Mm.
So you see veterans portrayed often as very conservative, very rigid. You don't often see a liberal veteran's perspective.
Yes, that does, it seems unique, and I know that you do a lot of work to make that perspective heard, so I really value that. I think I learn a lot from when you are trying to complicate the idea for what a veteran might believe for everybody else. So that seems like a full-time job to me in and of itself. Jennifer, can we support your run? So you really are part of this surge of women who looked around in November, is this correct, and said,
mm-hmm.
Okay, I got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want to support women who are doing this, Brad's running infrastructure, you're out there. What can other people do who want to support you and this surge of women candidates?
Well, the most important job that every single person has is to vote, and not just in even years, but we need every election, every primary, every year. There's a very important election coming up in 57 days, I believe it is.
Mm.
So make sure you're registered. Make sure your family members are registered. Get one other person registered and make sure you're there on election day. The other thing is don't just sit at home and complain and think that it's going to change, because what I realized is that no one else is doing it. You need to get out there and do it. So find a volunteer organization. Find a club, a group. Indivisible is all over the place right now. It's nonpartisan, so you can get involved no matter which party you're in. And just volunteer. Give them some time. Call people and let them know about the election. Knock on your neighbor's doors and let them know it's happening. And just make sure that you spread the word and that you get up and get out there and get involved. There is plenty of work to do and not enough people doing it. So I just
feel that way, doesn't it?
I've been up every weekend for the past couple weekends. I've been up until midnight working, and my to-do list still doesn't feel like I'm going anywhere. But it's just because I'm not giving up, and I feel like there's so much we can do. And there's a lot of people out there right now who are canvassing their neighbors just to learn about what they care about. So you might not want to walk for a specific candidate, but you can get out there and walk for a group like Swing Left and just learn what your neighbors care about. That data will help the elections in 2018. And it doesn't have to, this is no matter which party you're in. Just get out there and,
and get involved. And if people want to learn more information about your own specific candidacy, where can we send them?
The best place right now is Facebook. So they can go to facebook.com/JenniferO'Mara4PA. If you just search Jennifer O'Mara, you find me, and it's the number 4. You can also find me on Twitter, JenOmara4PA. My website's being developed, but we are working on it. But my Facebook has my ActBlue link, which is also there, and that directs you to everything. I can hopefully come back in a couple of months and update you on where we're at in the campaign.
That'd be great. Yeah,
give you my link once you're done.
Yeah, I think it would be really interesting to follow what your success is and see what it's like to be part of that crew that really stepped up and said, okay, I'm going to do this. And you might, we don't even know how to support you yet. And you might not even know some things that you need because you haven't been there yet. So I love that idea of checking in with you again and just keeping tabs on cohort of women who are running.
I love it.
So thank you so much for running, first of all.
Thank you.
You and Brad for talking to us today. And I'm sure our listeners are going to appreciate the perspective that you shared with us.
Well, thank you very much. We're both very happy to talk. And it was nice to get to hear Brad's point of view.
I'm grateful for that too.
So thank you so much.
Of course.
Thanks for listening to this Expert Extra. For more information on our podcast and to find episodes, please visit Inside254Site, that's SITE.wordpress.com. You can find us on Podbean and iTunes, and please follow us on Facebook and Twitter for all the latest. Thanks for listening.